Welcome everybody, Shin number 937. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos, our learning Shitaka B, Eschus L'Refuah Shalema Refol Avraham Nisanol Ben Masha Liba. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos, okay, I just want to talk a little bit about something which we spoke about a little bit from the Dirshu in reference to somebody's in the middle of learning. As far as stopping for Amen, Amen Yehesh Me'rab, but then what about stopping for Baruch Hu, Moedim, these various different things. Now, I want to make something clear, there's a differentiation. They bring down, Rav Moshe brings in the Tshuva also, and the Sfarim bring down, that regular Amen, like let's say somebody learning, so if they don't say Amen, so fine, so they're learning, Oisik B'mitzvah, Patim in a Mitzvah, we're going to see, we'll talk about that. But then there's another thing, if it's a Baruch Hu, right, but your person answers Baruch, you have to stand up. Well, at least stand and bow, whatever the case is. My Moedim, you bow a little bit. If somebody's saying Moedim, Moedim the Rabbanon, right? When they see his Kapayim, or these type of things, whereby it's people could see. The problem is people could see, and it becomes like, you know, somebody, even though somebody's in the middle of learning, so now it's nikur lakol, he says, that's the lashon, nikur lakol, she'enim mitztaref imam, that the person, good, they're learning very nice, but the person is not mitztaref to the rest of the minyan, what's going on. Here everybody's in the middle of nesias kapayim, whatever the case is, right, or by Moedim, by Baruch Hu. So there's a little bit of a differentiation, whereby if it's only Amen, or even possibly Amen Yehesh Merah, Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmai for sure, so then it's something whereby people don't see so much, right? So then we could say possibly maybe Oisik B'mitzvah, Potem in a Mitzvah. So we're going to see that there's a distinction. Just to start off, we did do it from the Dirshu, but I just want to go through it a little bit more in detail because it's something that's so important. I mean, all the time, Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is learning Torah, and you have places, many times you have shuls, many times you have shuls, many times you have other places, but you have shuls a lot of times where it is one minion after another, right? Or sometimes you have a few minion going on at one time. So let's say I'm sitting over here in the base medrash learning, and the other room there's a minion. You know, what, when and where do I have to answer? Well, let's say I'm in the same room, and there's a minion. What, when and where do I have to answer? And there's various different times that come up, and a person's in the middle of learning, or sometimes even in the middle of davening. I know by myself, I'm in the middle of davening. If every time I have to stop and answer Amen, it gets complicated, and I lose the concentration, and it's not so simple. So these are things which we want to get into a little bit. So just to start off real quickly, in the Sefer Eitzu Halach, it's an Awe Simen Reish Tesvav, that's where they bring it down. Yesh Omrim, he says like this, that Yesh Omrim, it's not really brought in Reish Tesvav, it's not really brought in the Mishnah Berurah. It's possible it's brought other places also. I didn't see it yet, but we're going to see as we go down the road. But our, right now we're trying to stick to our Simen Reish Tesvav, where it's not really brought as far as these halachas go, but the Sfarim do bring it down over here, meaning the Eitzer Allah, Sefer Eitzer Allahs, Piskei Tshuvos, and so on. So he says like this, Yesh Omrim b'chol misha oisik b'divrei Torah. So he says in Ois Tes Zayin, and he's bringing this from the Aruch Haschaim, Piskei Tshuvos, the various different, Poiskim Achroinim, and so on. Okay, so he starts off with saying Yesh Omrim b'chol misha oisik b'divrei Torah, oi b'echad mechalkai Hatfila, or in their parts of davening, afilu b'mokem shmuta lahafsek, even in places, not in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but even in places whereby you could even answer, right? Obviously, we know there's certain places you could answer certain things. So even if I'm in such a place, but it's going to mix me up, let's say, right? It's potter milanes amen. So there are quite a number of achrenim who want to say that one would be potter from answering amen. For kol shekain lanes baruch hu v'ruch shemai. Definitely, if you're potter from saying amen because you're learning. Right, so definitely you're going to be part of from saying Baruch Hu V'ruch Shmai Mitam Ho'isik B'mitzvah. Right, so what's the reason? Ho'isik B'mitzvah, Pater Mi'mitzvahs. Okay, Ho'isik B'mitzvah, Pater Mi'mitzvah. That's basically the concept. And if somebody Ho'isik B'mitzvah, Ho'isik B'mitzvah, somebody's Ho'isik one mitzvah, so Pater Mi'mitzvah Acheres. In Nitra Dal Yada, if it's gonna be hard for him or mix him up. Now I do have to say, I once asked, I know my Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Perl, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and I asked him l'maisa, not with learning, but with davening, because of the fact that in the middle of davening, whatever, it's hard for me to stop. People are saying whatever brachas, this and that, right? You're in shul, whatever the case is there a chiyuv for me every time? We're not talking about chazaras hashatz. We're not talking about whereby it's a chiyuv to answer. Somebody's saying berachas hashachar. I started davening ahead. Let's say I'm in the middle of hoydu. I'm in the middle of whatever ashrei, whatever the case is, hoydu, mizmah shir, whatever. And I'm davening and I'm concentrating. The guy next to me is saying berachas hashachar. So, or he said berachas haTorah, something along those lines. So I know that myself. I get, it's very hard to concentrate every time. Stop, go, whatever the case is. So I know I many years ago, I did talk to my Rebbe, Rabbi Shlomo Perl, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in reference to that. And he did tell me that you could rely on his psak halacha to me, who was at that time, oisek b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. That meaning, if it's going to mess you up, it's very hard to concentrate. Okay, so oisek b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah. In that case, again, but being clear, if it's a question of whereby you have to answer, like chazaras hashatz or whatever, that's a different story, right? You're not, the person's not supposed to be davening by chazaras hashatz. You have to pay attention and answer. As far as learning by chazaras hashatz, we're not going to get into that right now. That's a whole big different world. But be it as it may, but that was what Rabbi Perl Zecher Tzadik Livracha told me. That Isaac b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah, if it's hard, so you don't have to answer and continue davening, if it's somebody else, let's say somebody next to you or along those lines. Okay, we're going to stop over here and we'll continue Bezrus Hashem upcoming shiur. We'll try and get a little bit into this and see how these klalim work. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Baruch Hakol Tov.